It is National 4-H Week, and at KMMO, we celebrate by visiting with our area 4-H clubs. With me is Ryan Cruz of the Sheraton Shining Stars 4-H Club of Sheraton County. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. First of all, who are your parents?
Greg and Annie Cruz.
How old are you?
13.
Where do you attend school?
Salisbury High School.
Who's your adult 4-H leader?
My mom and Ramona Cothey.
How long have you been in 4-H?
5 years.
Now, what are some of the projects you've done, Ryan?
I take woodworking every year, and then gardening and bow hunting.
What's your favorite project that you've done?
Woodworking's my favorite. I like to make stuff. This year I built a porch swing, a pool stick holder, and a oak shelf.
Have you had any accomplishments or won any awards?
A couple years ago, I won grand champion with my chickens, and I show them at the state fair too, and then I get some accomplishments from our county.
If you had somebody younger than you that wanted to be in 4-H, would you recommend it to them, and why?
Yes, I would, because you get to see a lot of people, of your friends, and it's really fun, and you learn a lot.
With me today is Cody Cruz of the Sheraton Shining Stars 4-H Club of Sheraton County. Hi, Cody. How are you?
Good.
First of all, who are your parents?
Greg and Annie Cruz.
How old are you?
10.
Where do you go to school?
Salisbury.
How long have you been in 4-H?
3 years.
What are some of the projects you've done in those 3 years?
Woodworking, robotics, gardening.
What's your favorite of the projects?
Woodworking.
Have you won any awards or any accomplishments since you've been in 4-H?
I've won a blue ribbon showing my chicken.
What would you say the most fun thing about 4-H is?
Learning new stuff.
Okay. If you had somebody younger than you that wanted to be in 4-H, would you recommend it to them, and why?
Yes, because you learn a lot of stuff.
Well, thank you very much, Cody. I've been visiting with Ryan Cruz and Cody Cruz of the Sheraton Shining Star 4-H Clubs as we salute all the area 4-H clubs and their members during National 4-H Week on KMMO.